Hey, big shout out to the Domino's guy beeping at me after I gave him a nice dap on the way into the studio tonight. Speaking of the studio, welcome to Steel and Maz, Maz Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. We're located in Quincy Point at the Maz Music Radio headquarters. You know, tonight we're going to switch it up. You know, we've had a couple guests on the past couple shows. But, you know, tonight we're going to let it rip. We got the Steel and Maz gang in here, include Magic, and then we also got the Jam. We got James, Big James over here. We got Anton. What's going on, guys?
Don't forget Magic. I'm a swinger. I'm a swinger.
Mike's just literally waiting. Which when everyone becomes more successful, he's just going to be part of it.
He's going to be right beside you.
I'm a team guy. We're all on the same team. We're all on the same team, legitimately.
It was great, though. We're all doing good. Shaking off the 4th of July.
The big topic of discussion here is this weekend, probably the biggest fights in a couple of years now, I think. Big UFC 251 fight. That's also the big thing. Yeah, Fight Island. We got our money picks here within our analysis. Jorge Masvidal and Kamaru Usman. Going to be a hell of a showdown. A couple other things we're going to cover. We got a new big man on campus in Foxborough, Cam Newton. And then we got a couple other things. We haven't talked about football in a while, so I think that's worth mentioning. You know, Pat Mahomes should hook us up with a couple million dollars. That'd be tight. We'll also have, Steel Salute, My Bonehead of the Week. Magic Mike's got his take on the Irish Pub softball team start and how big Joey Chestnut put Anton in a body bag with 875 hot dogs in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this past weekend.
That's a low blow.
Absolute cheap shot, but part of the game, brother.
If you went into spikes and ate six, that's you putting me in a body bag. Joey Chestnut, literally the greatest athlete of all time.
Joey Chestnut puts himself in a body bag every year.
Joey Jaws, once again, sweet 4th of July, just getting after it. All right, boys. So what we've been, hoping on for this upcoming Saturday, UFC 251, we're gonna go off from the top to bottom of the main card. Five big fights, whether it's male or female. I don't care what fight we want to talk about first. We'll probably just stop with the back end here. I mean, this is an absolute heater of a card. We'll talk about we'll talk about the main event when we get to the main event, but. I mean, I'm looking forward to all these. So we'll kick it off. I mean, Paige VanZant, if you're an Instagram follower, if you're looking at that, I think she's more into showing off that ass than actually fighting.
Beautiful.
I will start off by saying this is a card that usually bankrupts me. This is just, I bet too long. I research it, think I have the card down.
Yeah.
I lose every fucking dollar. So I've literally already placed my bets. I have taken every single underdog, and I've already bet them. And I'm done. I'm not even going to look at it again. This is the only one I know I lost. But I am rooting for her either way.
I really want Paige to win, but it keeps going up, too. It's like minus 900 now.
So let me give the listeners, what... So we got Amanda Ribas.
Ribas.
We got her 9-1. Minus 835, the biggest favorite including the prelims and the undercard that no one even watches. Yeesh. Against Paige VanZant, like I said, Instagram basically model 8-4.
Beautiful.
Plus 525. Now Anton's big on value. A lot of value here, but I don't think it's value when you lose.
It's Amanda Nunes numbers, dude. Minus 9, fucking 100, dude.
Honestly,
that's wild.
Though, when you think value, it's really what the line is versus the true value. And honestly, there's no value here. There's none.
And I'm going to let you say this now, okay? VanZant is an underdog for a reason. But let me lube you to the idea of the fact that you're gonna want to
put me up,
you're gonna want to put some money on this hot babe, and let me tell you why. It's probably gonna be our last fight on her contract at the UFC.
She loses, she's gone.
But she also still wants to fight. I believe she might go to Bellator. But if you're leaving the UFC, you're gonna want to leave on a win. And the UFC has given her a pretty tough opponent in Amanda Ribas. But Amanda Ribas is. Fight history, small sample size.
She hasn't fought any household.
No one good at all.
This is the first household name.
Yeah.
She's a young gun, though, 26 years old, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, not...
From Brazil, too, though. Yeah. That's they mean business.
Yeah.
They mean business down there.
To add to the, underdog Persuasion, Rebus's coach, has COVID. That's not good.
Not great, bud.
Moving up in weight, Van Zandt hasn't fought in a while. She's been locked up with her hubby, who happens to be a national champion wrestler. So, you know, they're probably fucking a lot, but they're also probably training a lot. So I think... And to be
a fly on that wall.
It would be interesting.
Magic, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think her, like, naked pictures with her husband, you think that's going to make a huge
difference? Why are you going to ask me?
Because I want to get you in there.
You're a poor guy.
Yeah, you know damn well why they're asking you.
Put it this way. I like the value here. I like the value. Jimmy, if you're even semi-interested in making big money off of smart, maybe not the smartest bet, but making big money, playing the lottery a little, betting on a hottie, Jimmy's giving you all the reasons, and yeah, I would pay. What did you ask? If I'd pay for her pictures? Yes, I would.
Yeah.
That was the question, yes, I would.
Can I ask a more specific question? What is the maximum you would go on her OnlyFans?
Think value.
Great, good line still. 25.
25?
Yeah, I have.
Aren't they doing specials out there for like $6 and $7? I would know, but.
Yeah, but no, but if you're like the kind of. The smart ones know how to do it on OnlyFans, and they also don't actually show anything. I've learned that the hard way.
Get the mind out of the gutter, okay?
I'd rather put
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Let's get this train back on the tracks.
Yeah, on to the next
one. I'll end this. Last card. Do you guys remember who was the biggest favorite of last card? It was a replacement fighter. It was Woodson. Woodson was favored like...
Yeah,
400 against this Juicy J character, and guess who lost that fight?
Was O'Malley not last fight?
No. It was Woodson, and he faced a step in Juicy J. I was killing the prelim. I murdered the prelim of the last card, and I was like, Woodson's a 4-1 favorite. Let me maybe sprinkle some action on that. I didn't, thank God, because he lost in round 3. So you lock 2 people in a cage, anything can happen.
Can I just? All right, before we continue, people, I love value, okay?
if you hear the word value listening to this podcast.
Value is not just, they're plus 800. There's value to be won there, okay? It's what you think the fight should be and what the line is.
Matchy, so plus 525.
I got her like plus 480 or something. I don't even
know. You got to wait,
yeah. But, I just want to make that clear. Like, value is just not an underdog. So, like, go fucking nuts.
Tell that to Max Homan, fucking PGA.
Let's
bet him this weekend. What a fucking loser. we'll get on to the next one here. So we just had that much talk about the fifth to last fight. Yeah. So just saying how stacked this card is.
Yeah.
And right here, we got another chick fight. A rematch here. We got Jessica and Andre. I'm sorry, I'm bad with these last names. Versus Rose Namajunas. Now I've seen Rose fight. This girl is an absolute demon. Other than Cyborg, it might be one of the most terrifying female human beings I've ever seen in my life. I think the same song is gonna happen again. Rose knocked her out in the second round last time around. I think it's only it's a 3-round fight. So I think that's gonna make a huge difference in terms of like knockout power or anything. I think this could be done in the first round.
Andrade knocked her on her head.
Wildly disagree. Right? Andrade was getting her ass kicked by Rose, but then she dropped her on his skull and won. And after that, Rose has been in a grieving period and hasn't fought since. So I don't think she bounces back well at all.
Wait, Rose won the first fight?
She did not.
Jessica Andrade
won. Rose was kicking the shit out of her.
Yep.
But then she picked her up and dropped her on her neck, and it was like KO right there. Like, it just ended.
Okay.
I mean, a neck drop, though, could have...
No, it's a fucking
fights.
Slim. No, yeah. But if it was just the injury, but she said it was a grieving period. She, like, missed, like, a fight or two that she was supposed to do.
In her head.
And I don't think... And now she's fighting the same person again. I think that's in her head.
Well, you bring up grieving, too.
Because she lost the belt. That was why she was grieving.
She lost the belt. But also, I think she's lost some family members to COVID. So that during this whole moment, I keep bringing up the COVID.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but I'm just so impressed by Jimmy right now.
It's an interesting thing to bring up the personal lives of these fighters, because you might not think
COVID's affecting. Yeah.
I know the mental problem was pre like COVID, but if that happened too, I'm sure that that just adds on to it. Obviously.
Right. Wait till we get into my MLB future bets.
I mean, that's hard.
Later in the show, it's.
How Jimmy, did I miss on. That?
One step at a time.
I think I was looking at the Joanna fight. She's beaten Joanna twice.
No, she has beaten Joanna twice.
What you did is you saw the line and you fucked it up.
No, I what didn't
you? You had the second round, so you definitely just like mixed
this
it up.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah, awful. It is what it is.
It's all right, boss.
Yeah. Well, Rose also beat the shit out of Michelle Waterson, who's an absolute like punching bag. So that's another reason I. But my big thing with Rose, I just think she's due for a bounce back. It's gonna happen.
I would love if Thug Rose like bounces back, but I think I don't think she is.
Everyone's betting Jessica here.
So the line is, Rose is -200. Come back.
You're probably betting on her.
I love the value of Andrade. She brings power. She did win the last fight, but like Steele said, like the first
fight, she was
rocked.
Like she was on the way to losing. Yeah. She was on the way to losing, like miserably, but then slammed.
I'm going with my second favorite night, Rose all day.
Mm-mm. It's all about the dogs, baby. Love the dogs.
Love
that's
love
all five dogs.
Wait till at the end of the night when you're fucking. I shouldn't have bet on all those dogs.
See, didn't you have Dan Hooker in the last card, my friend?
What?
Didn't you have Dan Hooker?
No way.
Okay. All right. I just remember you being sad the last UFC.
No, Dustin Poirier fucking.
Yeah, I remember you sitting next to the. It was an unbelievable fight.
The fight before I lost wasn't good.
Incredible.
But Dustin Poirier killed.
Fight of the year so far.
That was a great fight.
6-0 last week. It was impressive as hell.
So overwhelmingly, we're all not overwhelmingly.
No, I'm taking.
I'm going to go with these boys. I like Steele. I like Steele's analysis, and Jimmy's fucking red hot. So I'm listening to basically everything he says.
For the birds, fucking Rose.
So Jessica's going to win that fight. Make sure you hit Jessica.
Yeah,
it's going to be a tough fight. It's going to be a tough fight.
It should be a very good one. It should be a good.
I maxed out on my bet, so I couldn't actually place a legitimate bet on that one. But
you can raise. You can just send a text.
And Andrade's coming off a tough loss, too, Jay.
Going up units.
Yeah. Andrade's coming off a tough loss?
Yeah, her last fight, she got massacred by Zhang.
Very quickly,
though. 40 seconds.
I didn't get to watch it, but it was the first round, first 50 seconds knockout?
It was like Carter, beating up Cowboy. Like, it was like an ugly 50 seconds.
Or like that Masvidal Askren.
Not as it wasn't as like flukish as that, but like not that was a fluke, but like you get what I'm saying.
All right, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So after the cheerleading competition, we got Peter No Mercy Yan versus Jose Aldo. Another big time matchup. Peter Yan, I think he's a one loss guy. Be Uriah Faber. And not really any like big time names, and he's going versus a Hall of Famer here, who's kind of on the downside of his career. Numbers here, we got Peter Yan -250, Jose Aldo +200 dog. I love the dog here. They're hyping up Peter Yan too much. First of all, I forget what heritage or whatever he's from, but you spell your name Peter without the E, like the E at the
it's
end.
It's actually Pitar.
Yeah,
he's Russian. It's all hell.
I'm probably gonna go against you.
On this pod before, I've talked about needing Yan versus Sterling, and Yan winning gets me there. So need him to win. Need him to win big time.
This is I have the dog. I have Aldo.
I see the value.
But this is the one fight I think Yan wins.
Yeah, Yan's a
even. I have Aldo. I have Aldo. I put my bets in. They're locked in. I'm not letting myself outthink myself.
Although
because he's beaten anybody, but Peter Yan's kicked the shit out of
I think Yan wins.
So, Naz, you said the Yan's last win was against Uriah Faber, right?
Uriah Faber. Yeah.
Aldo beat him 10 years ago, and also 10 years ago, Aldo his training partner was Yan. So you think about the big brother, little brother type of relationship that you have. No matter how big younger brother gets or whatever, the older brother still puts him to sleep.
Did I not say I agree with you? I'm going.
Oh no, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah, I'm just saying you brought up the fact that Jan's biggest win is against Faber, who.
Faber.
Well, whatever. It's
Sabre. Faber.
Yeah. Faber.
A Russian UFC fighter is a tough younger brother.
My point is, your average UFC fan looks at Jose Aldo nowadays, and it's like. 15-second, whatever it was, knockout against Conor McGregor.
No.
And they erase him off. Jose Aldo is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, a living legend.
This guy's got a title shot this late in his career. This is a hell of an opportunity. I think he's going to take full advantage.
I'm a little scared, though, because Aldo kind of looked like a Quintessential crackhead at weigh-ins because he had to lose a lot of weight. So that did not like that as a person who has him as an underdog. But
Is it me, though, or is this whole card, these lines are... pretty extreme for such big names. And that's why I'm taking
all five underdogs.
I, did, I Vegas is so fucking in my head. It's not even funny. It's but I know not every
real estate,
not every favorite's gonna win this. So if I just get two, I'm almost even. If I get Van Zandt, I'm even based off her.
Unless the main event will be the fight tonight, this has to be the fight tonight. I think Peter Yan, Jose Aldo. I think he's gonna put up a hell of a fight.
I think it should be a great show. I think it should be a great show.
The next fight we have another rematch, title fight. Alex Volkanovski against Max Holloway.
Blessed.
I mean, Volkanovski pretty much worked Max Holloway. Max Holloway, one of my favorite fighters of all time. During that fight, I was like, holy shit, he's getting his ass kicked. This is a guy that I've seen fight Brian Ortega. Brian Ortega was so fucked up. He rearranged Ortega's like hands just so he could like be in a better fighting stance during the fight. This guy's... we have another... probably future Hall of Famer here as another dog. I mean, I think he's an even bigger dog.
Plus 190.
But yeah, plus 190. He's around the same thing.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, but this
is my
Alex, man. He beat Aldo, Holloway, Chad Mendez. I mean, everyone kind of dogs him because he's a midget fuck. But, like, I'm a big fan of all these guys are really good fighters. He's just taking them down.
Oh, yeah. He's an absolute monster.
Holloway's the one bet, like, if I were to make, I would. This is my favorite underdog of the night. Holloway to win this fight.
And that first one, though, like, Volkanovski, he looked ready to go for five more rounds when that ended. Like, it was incredible.
Right.
He impressed the hell out of me in that fight, because I didn't know him too well prior to that.
What would he score round-wise?
4-1. 4-1. And one of the rounds went five. Like, he got a 50-45.
This is where it's scary. And I was like, damn. is these odds?
I don't like to agree with the champion, like, losing his belt on a decision.
Sorry, they know, they know, like, the amount of, like, training these people have, the exposure to COVID these people have had, and that's what's scaring me with all these lines and odds and why they're so kind of seem off to me. I don't know about anybody.
Well, the big thing I see here is,
and that's why I do like what Jimmy's bringing up with the COVID.
It was pure domination by Alex in the last fight. I know we got a new fight here, but then with Max, he's 21-5, 26 career fights. His jaw is going, man. Every time I've seen him fight recently, he can't take the same
hits
anymore.
Two words, Cody Garbrandt.
Yeah, I was just going to say, said Cody Garbrandt's jaw was going.
Yeah,
that cost me big-time money.
Yeah, and he didn't.
I'm not listening. No. No.
Cody was one of the set to take money from Naz. Yeah,
Naz
take money.
Naz yells at all the guys who lose him money. You lost me money that night. So I got a beef with you. I got beef with you, Naz.
I remember my first bet. Fucking.
I do, too. It was yours.
Yeah, you owe him for it.
Cody Garbrandt isn't fighting Alex Volkanovski. Like, he's not fight. He didn't fight him.
18 straight.
I mean, I don't even know who that guy is. I don't know who he is, but if I had to pick here, I'm going Holloway.
18 straight wins for Volkanovski.
I'm going Holloway, too. I think he's going to adjust from the last fight. He's not gonna sleep in the leg kicks. I'm a little scared about the reports about he trained for this fight via Zoom. Do not love
what?
That. He trained for this fight via Zoom. Like, he didn't actually have his partner or his coach with him. I think he might have COVID too. So it might be smoke. He might be blowing smoke and
that better be smoke.
Yeah.
Who the fuck trains for UFC over Zoom?
The judges
this isn't yoga.
This is what I'm saying.
Steele says the last fight was 4-1 in his opinion. The judges had that fight very close. So if the judges are around, maybe they want a trilogy. The UFC might want a trilogy for this fight.
Okay. So that means
I'm going Max. Yeah, I'm the same thing as
I mean.
Anton.
I think
all
it's
going to
be a lot closer, but I think Volkanovski's going to win again.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a point, if Max does win, it's going to be a rematch for the belt. It's going to be 1-1. They're going to have to do it again.
I am a big
but
like,
I think
run
Alex
guy,
finishes
though, so
it
if that
out.
Happens, that's cool.
Yeah,
big trilogy guy.
Love the value.
Yeah. So
value.
Yeah. The fight of the night, and I mean, probably anyone's opinion. It was originally going to be Kamaru Usman against Gilbert Burns, but Burns had to drop out because of COVID or some shit.
Yes.
So instead, the baddest motherfucker that I've ever seen, Jorge Masvidal, said, you know what? 5 days in advance against one of the scariest human beings they call the Nigerian Nightmare. Oh, I'll take him. Let's go. I'll probably knock him out in the first. He said I'll knock him out in the first round. So this is the main event. This is what everyone pays to see. This is the reason why they have these fucking fight nights or UFC, because this is something amazing.
I just want to ask one quick question.
Yep.
Is Masvidal in the same weight class as McGregor?
Yes.
Technically, yes. Now.
McGregor moves. They all move.
They could fight.
Yeah.
Okay. That
they've talked about fighting.
McGregor's last fight was at the same weight.
Before
Masvidal
we get into this conversation, who's better, Masvidal or McGregor? Like, badass.
Matt.
They're all, like, yeah, that'd like, be good they're fight. Almost like on the same level.
Yeah, okay.
They're
very good. Right. They both throw similar. Fucking bombs.
Very similar.
All right, go on.
The problem is with this fight, what I mean, I don't even have to say. Everyone and their mother is rooting for Jorge Masvidal in this.
Yeah, of course.
If he wins this 5 days incredible. In advance, it might not just be the greatest win in UFC history. It might be the one of the greatest wins in sports.
Oh, yeah. No coach either. His coach has COVID. There's no coach.
Yeah, this would be I heard unbelievable.
Like, so this is where I think Kamaru Usman is gonna wipe the floor. Vegas is going to win billions off him. They were saying Masvidal's training, like, he would get groceries delivered, wipe all the groceries down before even taking them in his own fucking house. Like, he's been like that, like, fucking away from everything. His training is not... He's not going to be even close to 100%. Usman, on the other hand, has been training. He's going to be in a much better spot. Training-wise alone.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy who doesn't feed into bullshit. He's just ready to roll.
He's not a household name, but, like, Kamaru Usman's one of the baddest men on the planet.
What's his nickname? The Nigerian Nightmare?
Yeah.
And so, Nigerian Nightmare?
That guy massacred Tyrone Woodley.
Well, Masvidal's nickname is either fucking game bread.
Or baddest motherfucker.
or, like, the Sandman. Yeah, like,
Street
like,
Jesus? Is that a nickname?
Street Jesus is one as well.
Yeah, but if you look up what game bread means, it means I would, like, raised to be, like, a sport. Like, I forget the
a fighter in Miami backyards.
Literally, though.
I like that. I like that.
I just guarantee. My favorite bet of the night. Like I'll stop talking over this. Is I had the line on my book at 4.5 rounds. It's over. It's gonna go decision. 4.5 rounds. People are gonna want to see a knockout. Pray for a knockout. Bang that under because it's at 4.5.
Oh yeah.
I think the only way Masvidal wins his fight is by knockout.
By knockout, yes. Usman has in his 11 win streak for the UFC, only three of them as finishes. Like the other eight were all unanimous decisions. Like he takes
but
it
he
to the
just
ground
beats the piss out of people.
Yeah. So he showed it with Covington.
Yeah, Masvidal 35 wins, Usman 17 fights. I like the experience advantage too.
That's what I give too. I've like
sexy
on that.
No, that's sexy.
But Jimmy, who attacks me more on Jam, when Iran Jam attacks me more than anyone about why the fuck are you betting on a 35-year-old? Why are you betting on age?
The age is close here. I think Usman's, what, 33 and Masvidal's 35?
Yeah, right there.
So kind of close. Obviously, a lot more experience.
Just saying.
And then, of course, plus 240.
Too
lock
juicy.
It in, baby.
Way
could you imagine? Could you imagine this like a year or two ago having Aldo plus 195, Holloway plus 170, and now Masvidal plus 240 on the same card? Like,
well, the problem is the only guy who actually like does this like 5 days in advance is like Donald Cowboy Cerrone, like at least like once every 2 weeks, and then he kind of just gets knocked the fuck out.
Yeah,
so I mean, obviously Jorge Masvidal is
not
a different animal.
Right.
Yeah, much,
but
much
it's,
better.
It's going to be really tough.
Way more
Masvidal wins, I'm going nuts.
No, that's
like,
what,
I
that's
want
what,
that fucking
that's what I'm
guy
saying.
To win.
Not just
so
greatest fight in UFC, greatest win in UFC history. Like you're talking about all time.
Oh, it's a moment.
Did you guys see I saw a video on Twitter. I don't know who it was, or I mean, it could have no context, but someone was saying Masvidal's been training this whole time for
probably
this fight. Like, he knew.
I
don't know if that was his manager. I mean, it could all be blown smoke.
Usman was who he was going to fight, but he got into like contract negotiations. So like,
he
had a plan to fight Usman. Like, prior.
So maybe he has been. I don't know.
At least a game plan. Yeah. I don't know if he's been training as well.
I want Masvidal.
He's a game plan of what he's going to do.
Masvidal coming in, though, sells so many more pay-per-views.
Yeah, pay-per-views these days. Yeah.
Like triple the amount.
And hey, a lot of people giving Masvidal credit for doing this fight on short notice. You gotta give credit to Usman, too, to completely switch up your opponent. He was originally going against Gilbert
Burns,
who's his boy. And then you go to a 180 where Usman and this dude have serious beef. So it's kind of interesting dynamic there, too.
As bad as a dude as Usman is, if he said, nah, fuck that, he would have been such a coward.
If they saw each other when, like, they came out of the elevator, that would have been the most incredible fucking thing. Like, that's amazing that didn't, like, wasn't
turn into
scripted.
Something.
Like, that's amazing that happened.
Well,
so
Masvidal said, he was like, I usually have, like, incredible peripherals, but I just got something done, like, to my eyes, like,
what an excuse.
No, like, it legit happened, like, to whatever it is, to focus or something. So I had like the glasses on and I just missed it. He said all I would have done was say, hey, how are you? Obviously, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It was just like a funny interview.
I know. They've almost fought like three times.
They missed each other
to, like,
by a millisecond.
Who do you guys think would have won in the Usman-Burns fight?
I was riding high on my boy Gilbert Burns.
I would have rolled the hell with Jimmy. So it would have been interesting. He can do ground wear.
I would have rolled
the ground. He's going to fuck him up. But
that would have been a closer odds, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think the odds might have been closer, yeah.
I think Burns would have been plus 180 at best, though.
He was, like 180, 195, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but Masvidal does have that scare. Like, God knows what he's going to do. You don't know what he's going to do, and that's what's scary.
Vegas is going
to clean up. Masvidal at three.
I got him at plus 240, but I checked the line before I left, and he's like plus 200 now.
I'm betting
Masvidal. A lot of people put money on their boy, Jorge, to win this fight, which is...
Hey, he's all about the U, man.
I'm taking Kamaru Usman, but not with any pleasure. I'm just being like, that's what's going to happen.
See, that's what I love what I've done. I just took my brain out of it. Took it out. Bets are in. Dogs are in.
Ready to let the dogs out.
Yeah. Value.
Oh, yes.
Let the dogs out. Anton and Jimmy did.
Fuck.
Naz and Stale did not.
I let one out.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
So that wraps
up. And I'm not going to be betting, probably. Yeah.
And can we also have a little, like description on that? They're fighting in fucking Fight Island, huh?
Yeah. Someone ruined that for me last night. I was like... They're fighting on the beach, right? And they were like, you know, that's in like the desert at like 10 a.m., right? And I was like, they're fighting on the beach, right? They were like, probably not, dude. And I was like, well, that fucking ruins everything.
Destroyed the.
They were like, that thing's, that freaking octagon on the beach is basically bullshit.
Yeah. Just lost a subscriber.
Lose a subscriber. I honestly, Dana White's been saying it. A lot of people have been attacking Dana, being like, are you going to do this Fight Island thing or what? He fucking did it. I don't give a fuck where they fight on that island. It better be in the best AC place where Jorge Masvidal can get that belt, beat Usman, make Jam a ton of money, make our followers money, make everybody money. We're all about the money. I don't give a fuck. Just like Dana. Don't shut us down on Periscope, please.
L-I-R.
Just don't sue us.
Don't sue us. Do not sue us. We can't afford that.
And if we're going to transition... Can I transition into this AC and the fact that the hot dog eating competition was done inside in AC and how much bullshit that was?
Big factor. Elements outside.
That record shouldn't count.
Asterix all day. Asterix all day. I like that.
Seriously, though.
Somebody brought this. I heard this on... I don't know where I heard it, but it doesn't matter. No one was really even showing out that, like you said, your reasons for betting the under on that, where you were like, he's going to have no reason to try. He can just pitch it in. And I told you, I was like, only wants to beat himself.
Champions don't take days off.
He body bags himself, I said at the beginning of the show.
Let me ask you this question. Hypothetically speaking, you could eat more than two hot dogs.
Okay.
Would you rather eat them in 95 degree weather or would you rather meet in an AC fucking apartment?
It depends on my competitiveness against myself.
The answer is no. Mike Steele, answer the question for me?
I mean, the air-conditioned room sounds a bit better. not a big heat guy.
Thank you.
I'm not the biggest fan of hot dogs, but I'm thinking like 10. I think I can put 10 down.
Wherever the guy in the straw hat wants me to go, I'm going to go there. And that's where the hot dog thing goes down. That guy leads the way.
That's also bullshit. He stood behind Chestnut the whole time, fucking talking like he was a Greek god. I could maybe eat 50 with him behind me. Like,
oh yeah.
Obviously, I can't. We've seen it on video.
But we've talked about him.
He talks a big game.
But
for,
with
you know,
that guy behind you, gassing you up. I mean, that last bite gets crushed.
That's not fair. That's not fair. There was two guys like that were like hit like 40 something.
Like, that guy might put Bruce Buffer to shame. That's, like, the level that guy is.
We've said it before. You were hammered on that show still. But, yeah, I think you legitimately said he puts Bruce Buffer to shame.
Good. I'm packing my hammered self.
Rewatch that episode. You said that.
Shout out to Joey Boats. That's deja vu. Because, you know, everyone likes to fuck the hot dog guy.
Shout out to Joey Boats. I think he's got a new podcast. Listen to it. Flawed Logic.
Did you see the woman competition before, how embarrassing that was? But,
she's a cutie, though.
She won by like 35 hot dogs or something. They only had like six eaters in each competition, because if you went into New York from like certain states, you had to self-quarantine for 14 days, and they didn't know that till too late, so they had to miss it.
Oh, so you should have been transitioned.
If I knew that, I could have got in there and probably went to battle with Badlands. Like, that would have been awesome.
If you enter a national like hot dog eating competition and you only eat 7 hot dogs, she'd find the nearest bridge.
Two women did that.
Yeah.
Two women.
They jumped off a bridge?
No. Two women ate 7 total hot dogs.
And then jumped off a bridge.
Yeah. 7 total hot dogs.
That's like basically me when we went to Spike's and I ordered 6 hot dogs knowing damn well I was not going to eat like fucking near 6.
It was like everyone was sprinting and you're like, oh, she broke take a nice job. Yeah.
Like what, 40?
45,
I'll eat 2 of these.
Yeah. She crushed. But she has this weird, I thought it was a tick, but I guess it's a hygiene thing where she, like, fucking bad radio. But she goes through her shoulder every time she takes a bite to wipe off something.
I don't know. That sounds shady.
I thought
to
it was
me.
A tick, but it's a hygiene thing, apparently.
What a freak.
Yeah. Talk about that doesn't help your record breaking.
She, get out of the eating.
She broke it, so who gives a fuck?
Oh, never mind then.
Magic, what do you got with the GIF GIF?
Oh.
GIF GIF.
Yes.
GIF
GIF?
GIF
GIF.
GIF GIF. Who's that?
We have a new sponsor, folks. We finally, we got a lot of sponsors at this point, but Gift Jif reached out to us and they want us to help them promote their brand, and we love their brand. We all frequently use it. I can't say enough good things about Gift Jif. The night I downloaded Gift Jif, I went crazy. If you like gifts already, you're going to like them a lot more when you fucking throw your own face or your friends' faces on the GIF. It makes it a ton funnier. So what they're going to do for us is they're offering a free month subscription to Gift Jif Pro. That's a tongue twister. Gift Jif Pro. They're going to give a free month. So what we're going to ask is just share the podcast as best you can on any social media. And the funniest caption, we're going to give you, you're the winner. Funniest caption. And I can't be one of the people in this room.
Yeah,
I'll say that much.
Hopefully.
Funniest caption or, yeah, that's what we're going to keep
putting
it
people's
at.
Faces on, like, wrestling GIFs is, like, the funniest thing
it's
you can do.
It's phenomenal.
It's literally,
if
like
you don't know what GIF GIF is yet, like
that's
you're
like
going to want to download the app is free, but you're going to want the premium,
the good
100%.
Stuff, the good stuff.
You don't want that little... You don't want that little crap in the bottom corner. You
watermark.
Want, you yeah. you don't want the yeah. watermark. You want to be like, this is my
HD,
gift.
HD
you don't
want to
know where you got it from. Even though you got it from Gift Jif, but you don't want it, anyone else to know how you're doing it, because it you feel so cool when you make a really cool gift with your faces. And
it's great for
a lot of people don't know about it, so shout out to Gift Jif and get hip. Get gift.
I think Anton walked into the crack pub there, but I don't know where he is. But
when he comes back, I might have to pee.
But we got a new man walking into Foxborough this year, a new quarterback, Cam Newton. Recently acquired by the Patriots last week on a 1-year prove-it deal, making minimum wage like the guys at McDonald's or wherever you want to fucking mention.
Domino's.
Yeah. Is he getting paid that shittily?
Not that shit. Like could go up to 7.5 like million depending on incentives.
It ain't no Mahomes deal.
Yeah, but the minimum I think is like a million or something like that. Either way, this is a former MVP that like. If he was still an MVP, he'd be making like $30 million a year. So this is definitely advantage Patriots. I think a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on it. But, I mean, obviously Tom Brady, the greatest man to ever walk the face of the earth, walks out the door. Everyone's saying Jarrett Stidham, oh, he's the guy, when they don't really know the big background about it. And then Bill Belichick's like, okay, Jarrett Stidham, you're going to go down to Texas for a wedding. We're going to sign a former MVP and get this going. I think it's a great idea. I think they have the offense to really make it happen. It's just going to come down to, are the Chiefs going to come up balling again? Are the Ravens going to come back with a comeback tour? I think the Patriots put themselves in a better spot by picking this up Cam Newton here.
According to some experts, to my left, nor Cam Newton nor Jarrett Stidham will be starting for the Patriots. It's Hoyer time.
This is what I'm pissed about. Is because I wanted to be right about Hoyer so badly, so fucking badly, and now it's gone.
All gone.
Now it's so.
Which
gone.
Is so much better for the team.
If the Patriots start Brian Hoyer, I will start you can't attend games right now, but I'll be a bigger BC football fan than like a New England Patriots fan. I'll say that right now.
Raise season tickets. No. You gotta buy them.
When we went to Nashville
exactly
like a couple years ago when they lost and they brought in Hoyer in the fourth quarter, we weren't like we were back at the honky tonk. Like we were. I think I said this in a podcast before. I'm like, there's zero chance I'm watching that guy do anything athletically.
No, yeah. And honky tonk's amazing. Shout out to that place.
I'm pumped they got Cam, dude. I think now, I mean, all right. Who's our linebacking core still, though? We still have a terrible receiving core.
N'Keal Harry will do some stuff, I think. I think he has a big year.
Yeah. And Cam has to stay healthy. Hurt last year. And N'Keal Harry was playing rookie mode last year.
When's the last time we drafted a good wide receiver?
I have more faith in Harry than Sanu.
N'Keal Harry. He's going to come out ball this year. Julian Edelman.
You have Edelman.
Absolute stud.
Okay, now our tight ends are Lacoste and those two rookies. That's the worst receiving core in the NFL. Find me a worse one.
The Jets.
Who's
the Redskins.
No.
The Jets.
The Redskins got Terry McLaurin.
The Redskins have that McLaughlin guy or whatever.
Terry McLaurin.
How is that the worst in the NFL?
It is. Find me a worse one. I'm telling you.
I can't think. I'm not going to think
unless
about
these
it
two
right
rookies
now.
Are the next Gronk or Hernandez without murdering people. And I mean, like.
Which we can all pray for.
Yeah. Those guys, when you have, I mean, obviously Greg Olsen played a big part in Cam Newton's career so far, but when you
Steve Smith,
yeah,
as well.
When you have like that, it's going to come down to guys like James White catching stuff out of the backfield. They don't really have any deep guys besides. I mean, I guess if you call Mohamed Sanu a deep guy, but I think he's more of I think he's more of a slot. Anything like that?
I like Harry deep Sanu
but Harry's not Harry's a red zone target. I think Harry can get 8 to 10 touchdowns, but he might only hit 700 yards.
We'll see.
Which seems like a down year, but he's a real red zone threat. Yeah. Then you know.
Oh, no,
but I also think the Belichick McDaniel offense is great for Cam's health, where that he gets it out early. He's not going to get hit as much. I don't know. I kind of like it that way.
I want to see too. They got to put together some shit. Those guys with Cam Newton are going to come up with some things like we haven't seen.
So now what's our secondary look like? I mean, not our secondary. That's probably
secondary,
the
one of the best in football.
The linebacking core.
Juwan Bentley's coming back. Beast.
Like him.
Obviously, Dante Hightower. I mean, big-time players, stuff, big-time games.
Worse. He's old and he's
not.
Breakout season for Chase Winovich.
Yeah, that's
right.
Chase Winovich is back.
Derek Rivers is back.
This is going to be the first year, I think, in a long time that the rookies actually make an impact. I mean, their first.
Chase looked good for a while. Then he fell off completely.
In the draft were all linebackers.
I think
the guy from Michigan was a beast. The guy, the Division II guy, he looked like a savage, too. I mean, I personally think it's all going to come together.
You can't just say Division II.
What?
Who?
The Pats draft.
I'm sorry, I won't film. He looked good.
The Pats drafted
Division
II guy.
Yeah, the second round pick. Yeah.
If I know Belichick, if he doesn't feel like the receiving core is up to par, he's not done yet. There'll probably be more moves to make. How about we do a way too early prediction for the Pats record right now?
It's Cam Newton. Like Dallas Cowboys fan, but yeah, go.
Yeah, okay.
You want me to start?
Yeah. Wait. Did you already talk about the AB Instagram post?
No, bring it up.
No. Let's go.
Well, I figured you did because you sent it in the group message.
Man, I forgot.
Is he coming back?
He ain't coming back. He did it to flirt with everyone.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He wants to be relevant.
What a whore.
All right, I like
what
it.
What a freaking whore.
I like it. You wouldn't do that.
I like it, James. Start it up.
What are you trying to say?
You're a whore.
Fucking value.
I have the New England Patriots with former MVP Cam Newton going a modest 6-10. In the AFC East.
Loser.
Can we get realistic projections?
That's probably the Cowboys'
that's
record.
Ridiculous.
Flip it.
Bang.
No.
I mean, Dak Prescott was in Situate the other day. Who knows who your quarterback is?
What the fuck's he doing
Dalton?
In Situate, dude? What's he doing in Situate?
You guys.
I like 11-5. They have the toughest schedule in football. But I think if they had Jared Stidham, they would have gone 7-9. I think Cam Newton's going to make he's got a hell of an opportunity.
That's
I think
a
he's
journalist
run with
answer.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
What's your record prediction?
11-5.
Healthy Cam Newton, 13-3.
I like that.
Non-healthy Cam Newton, it's 10-6 with Hoyer.
You just said the Pats have the worst receiving core in the league, and you think with a possibly banged up.
We
Cam
also
Newton,
have a very good running back core.
I suppose you did go.
It's gonna be way more
what 13-3 with a shell of Tom Brady's former self
no,
last
Castle
season, right?
Was 11-5.
So
yeah, I mean, we always do really good.
I said healthy Cam Newton all season.
We do really good, and we just got a really good quarterback.
What's your prediction, Magic?
Well, I want still to go first.
I'm
going to
go 12-4 in between you guys.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm going to put it right in there.
My 11-5 holdback is the schedule's really tough.
It is a tough schedule. I was thinking 12-6, but he said 13-3, and now
the health of Cam Newton is, it has to be.
No, that's a huge factor.
Like before and after.
Yeah. Huge. I agree.
Like, you know, he goes down, it's all.
Can you tell me his injuries as someone who doesn't know what his injuries are?
A lot of arm and shoulder struggles.
He's like Ben Roethlisberger. Like,
those are tough. Oh, fuck.
He's not that fat, and he's not a rapist.
There we go.
He's a rapist in the sense of raping fashion. I think he rapes fashion.
Right. Yeah, I was getting to that. Don't steal my take again, you motherfucker.
Then speak. You got to stop and like ask everybody.
I asked what everyone's his injuries talking, were, and he, then you guys got into raping fashion. I can't control that.
Bets, yeah. Okay,
I'm saying.
What are you saying?
13-3. I didn't expect that from. I was gonna go like a heavy. Definitely, they're gonna kill it this season because I think they will, and I think AB's gonna come back here. I think Belichick.
Made it here first.
I think Belichick is legitimately gonna be like fuck Tom and fuck everybody. I'm building the evil empire that they say. Belichick is an evil person.
Greatest dynasty.
I don't think Brady was evil, and I think that's maybe why he left to go have fun on the fucking beach on.
You want
to
do something else.
With Tom and Gronk. I mean,
no, like, I do think
that's gonna be a reality. That's a freaking reality show down there.
Yeah, they'll go Belichick. First round.
He vacations in Nantucket on the summer and during football season. The motherfucker doesn't care about anything but winning Super Bowls, and he gets really fucking angry when he doesn't win them. So AB's probably coming here. Someone really good's coming here. I'll go 13-3. I'd like to go 14-2 just to say they're going to be that good this year.
Love it.
They're going to fucking kill it. I think they might win the Super Bowl.
He just prices righted me.
Yeah, I did. I had to. I didn't think you'd go 13-3 high. That's... Yeah, you shocked me with that, so I'm going to shock the world with 14-2.
Healthy Cam Newton.
851.
Yes, if he's healthy. If we get stuck with Stidham and Hoyer, I still have pretty good faith, but
I was going to go like 7-9. I was a believer in Jared Stidham, but how good can that guy kind of implode an offense?
Matt Castle went 11-5. Brian Hoyer can do 10-6 with this Patriots team.
How do you love Hoyer?
Blows.
A year before Matt Castle, the New England Patriots were literally the greatest team of all time. And, like, that helped Matt Castle a lot. That's why they went 11-5.
Yeah, but they also had Tom Brady in his prime. Last year in the Super Bowl, if you have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback for that Patriots team, the greatest team of all time, Tom Brady at that time.
Did anybody see Cam show up with that fly? Did anyone see that video today of Cam in the hat?
He looked beautiful.
He showed up to the field with the hat on or something. I love his fashion.
Cam Newton's 15-1 season with the Panthers a couple years ago when he won MVP. He was very dynamic, very, very skilled, deserving of the MVP. But he was Cam freaking Newton. And he was a running option. And all you guys have said, each one of you, for this whole 13-3, we're going to win number 7 fantasy season.
Not one of us said Super Bowl. Is he healthy?
I did not say Super Bowl.
And if you want Cam Newton to be a successful Cam Newton, he has to be Cam Newton.
He's going to run.
I think that's why I'm saying their offense does some stuff, because I think they're going to run dynamically.
Right.
It's not just going to be throw him in there and have him get pummeled.
But when he does throw, it's going to be quick.
Yeah.
Come down to injuries.
It's not going to be.
Quick slant settlement.
James is right, though. He's got to be Cam Newton. And then it goes back to Anton's point where if he's healthy, if he's able to be Cam Newton and he's healthy, they're going to be good. But if he gets hurt by trying to be Cam Newton, he might go south. Definitely will go south.
Look at a fantasy perspective. You really like Edelman back again. He was falling down charts, but like. In this type, if it plays the way we think, he's gonna get 100 catches.
My last remark on this is I've been hearing this argument like since last week when it got picked up. Let's go back to 2015, the Super Bowl fourth quarter, ball's on the ground,
he does a dive on it.
Yeah, nice job, moron. but my point is anyone who's saying that, why? Fuck.
Belichick's going to whip that right into him. Yeah, he knows where he is now. He's not in freaking Carolina anymore.
If you're sulking on that subject of him not going for the ball, you're living in the past. Dude.
Grow up.
Literally 5 years ago. We're in a pandemic right now.
That
shit's going on.
People grow, man. People grow.
Tom Brady
I wouldn't have jumped on that either.
Tom Brady went to Tampa to literally not have to face us. literally not have to face us.
He's trying to chill on the beach with his fucking supermodel wife. Which is what Gronk can win party. Right? This is retirement.
Tom can do whatever he wants.
Tom retired. Tom retired.
All right. Can Tom retire?
Who the fuck goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? He retired. He's chilling.
Who's more responsible for the Patriots dynasty, Tom or Bill?
It's about to be proven it was Bill.
No.
Bob Kraft.
Hey, Magic's on point here. He said,
yeah, I'm coming out.
It's going to be proven. It could be
it's
proven.
It's
going
to be proven. I'll say Kraft had a lot to do with it.
2-minute drill in the Super Bowl.
Especially with
Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick's defense. Let's ride.
I'm not going to say I don't love Tom.
I'm asking the question.
I love Tom.
Right now, before we
I love them both. And it's probably Bill, but I ride or die with Tom Brady.
We're
going to
learn.
I got to say both. I can't pick a side. I can't do it.
But I will ride with Tom. I'll say Tom for the sake of
this. It's Brady. He is not a system quarterback.
That's the worst argument in the game. Let the Cowboys guy talk.
What deserves the most credit is the AFC East, as in the Jets, the Bills.
I agree.
You play in a shoe.
You play in the biggest joke that they talk about on the talking head shows, because all those people are like from the cities.
This season's going to be fun, boys. It's going to be fun.
NFC sucks, and they bring it up every
year. Is Dak Prescott going to eat ass this weekend?
What's he doing in Situate, though, honestly? Like, what is he honestly doing in Situate?
What does anyone do in Situate?
Basically just fuck.
Exactly.
Unless you're Andy Stevens or Hank Lockwood, I don't know. I don't know what you do in Situate other than those two guys. They know what to do.
We should have got him on the podcast.
Shout out to our boys.
I've seen you piss your pants in fucking Situate. On the beach.
People don't forget. I pissed my pants in Situate.
My side note here, we'll finish up Patriots talk. My bonehead of the week was Rex Burkhead.
It was a bathing suit.
I was making it more of like the Burkhead, Naz's Burkhead of the week. Because, like, he took a pay cut for the Patriots, which he was either gone or he took the pay cut. And, like, that's what real Patriots do.
You see it all down.
Why is he a bonehead?
Because I want to make it the I'm too negative on people. I'm fucking talking shit every week. I need to get better with myself.
It's both fucking time.
Who was it? Cody Garvin I talked shit about. You know who I could have done bonehead of the week? You know what? All right, well...
Pablo
Sandoval, that fat fuck. Do you see that picture? What a fat piece of shit. The Twitter guy, whatever, that released that picture, thought, I didn't do anything. I just released a picture of him being fat.
That's the bonehead. It's not even fat-ass Pablo.
Yeah, it's the fucking reporter. What a bunch of fucking candy asses.
The writer, you post a picture of a 500-pound Pondo's pimp fucking panda. How he even gets into the fucking stadium, I don't know.
Who's that, Chief Keef? You got me saying panda.
Pablo Sandoval fucking looks fat as shit.
I saw the picture
of it.
Yeah, I saw
this guy posts a picture. Everybody's making fun of him. He's like, it's like, and then he's like, shaming people for fat-shaming Pablo Sandoval. It's like, you posted this picture because he looks so fucking fat. Obviously, people are going to make fun of him.
I thought he looked decent. I honestly thought he looked decent.
What?
Naz, you are too negative. You need to have an ice cream date with like Kyrie Irving at some point.
Don't bring up
his name on the show again.
Oh, yeah.
My point is, my father was like a kind of a heavy set guy. Uh-oh. Pablo Sandoval put him to fucking shame. Like, this is a joke.
Did you guys see the picture of CC Sabathia standing in the outfield?
Oh, he looked great.
He's legit stacked now.
He stopped eating Captain Crunch again.
No, he got huge.
You guys forget the big boy, like Bartolo Colon looked better when he got bigger. Like
Pablo Sandoval isn't—he's two Bartolo Colons right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he's playing third base.
I saw the picture. He's probably throwing. I can't wait till he throws out a skinny ass motherfucker running down the first baseline.
What was the tweet? He's making strong throws to first, and he's fucking eating.
Unrelated note: Giants under 26.5 wins.
Over.
Under. Play
under. Oh, they're gonna blow.
Yeah. All right,
Steel. We got your Steel salute. We got to bring this up. Another part of the NFL here.
Yeah, no, Steel salute. I mean, it's a guy, fucking Jesus Christ, he just signed a $500 million contract. That's unbelievable. Got to give it up to Mahomes. Two of the best years to start out. I mean, it's literally incredible what he's done his first season.
$503 million.
I hate the Chiefs. Yeah.
10 years. Like, what do you do? Just buy the city of Kansas City?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, who wants to do that? But, like, still, like.
No, it's if I was him, I'd bounce.
I would have got that contract somewhere else.
I disagree, though, because he gets almost none of that up front.
Imagine having that contract and yet still having that bitch of a girlfriend.
Oh, you just need to lose her.
That too.
What was the PFT comment? What would you say on the way here?
Oh, yeah, no, there was a picture of, it was on Twitter, and it was Mahomes' girlfriend tonight, and it was just a picture of a condom and, like, a needle.
Oh, my God.
I was like, whoa.
Oh, my God, she's so annoying. One good fun fact is, when this contract's over for Mahomes and the Chiefs, the Mets will still be paying Bobby Bonilla.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
I'm like,
yeah,
dude,
yeah,
that is the most ridiculous. I can switch lives with anyone. Probably be that
the
man.
Goat. Yeah, he fleeced a team harder than it's like. It is unbelievable how much he fleeced that.
My big thing with football though is like you see guys. I'm not comparing Mahomes to like a guy I'm about to bring up right now. Like he's way better, but the guys like Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson making these contracts. All the weapons around them begin to fade because you can't afford those guys. So is something like that you think gonna happen again? I think that's a big deal.
It's very possible. Possible. Like it's like a $60 million cap.
Yeah. Like a lot of it is based off of like doing this, that, and the other thing, which he just fully believes in, which I get it. I mean, like, if Tom Brady did this, we'd be like Jesus Christ again. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
So it's me hating, and Mahomes is that good.
Oh, he is. It's crazy that
he is that good. And it's incredibly loyal to do, and it's fucking awesome, and Mahomes is one of the best out there.
But don't you think he could have probably got that money, like, probably anywhere, maybe.
Any single team.
It's his home now. Like,
that's where I don't like people like that. I don't like, you know, I don't like Tom.
You like chaos.
So
you
I like chaos. I like Tom staying here, but even I like actually Tom leaving because look what it just brought us. I think, I don't know. Why,
I can't believe that a man in a different sport got a bigger contract than Mike Trout.
Yeah,
quickly. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
So I was getting
Trout's got a good home to, you know, he's freaking
in
L.A. Yeah, I'd show in L.A. I would not chill in Kansas City.
I was getting
like,
my
if I'm Mahomes, Mahomes is a cool guy. I dump that check.
Great voice.
I'd take my $500 million down in Miami, and I'd have a little bit of fun and really reignite a great a team that sucks and really show how fucking good I am. Fuck Andy Reid. Fuck all of Kansas City.
Call him a fat fuck.
He's a fat fuck.
Yes.
They got to go down. No, I like it. I like Andy Reid.
Fuck Nick Wright. He's a big
Why is Madden attacking Kansas City so hard right now?
Because it's
Kansas City's a bunch of losers.
It's just not a place you want to earn $503 million. Like, you could live in Kansas City comfortably with $100,000. You could live very comfortably in Kansas City with $100,000.
My buddy sells real estate in Kansas City.
$500 million would get me thinking about Cleveland.
Sells real estate in Kansas City. Sold that house the other day for $33,000.
Thank you.
That's fucking...
So basically, Patrick Mahomes owns Kansas City now.
Like,
essentially?
He could buy, like, a million houses. Like, I don't even know.
He can buy the whole state.
Probably more.
He can buy the state. I know he can.
What's interesting to me about the contract, not too many 10-year contracts in the NFL.
Zero.
Who's to say, like, in year eight, by the time it's year eight, the CBA or whatever, Mahomes might be underpaid.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Who even knows how? Yeah, I don't know how all that works.
To the point, though, he's a sure thing.
Football, you know what I mean?
That's something.
Look at Andrew Luck. The Colts were ready to hand him fucking everything, and then like baseball.
Then he was like, "I want to go travel the world with my wife."
No, but Mahomes, like upfront money isn't good. Like it was like kind of like a team friendly deal. But
that's why it's
there's got
to
be something behind it. I don't know the full
It's detail. Probably his girlfriend.
I've seen this.
It might have been the fucking bitch.
As a Cowboys fan, this is terrible news for the Dak Prescott contract negotiation.
6-10.
Oh, yeah,
they keep bringing him up. That guy doesn't.
Jimmy, can you answer? What was he doing in Citrus?
You're gonna get that ginger
like,
fuck as quarterback.
Is not as good as fucking Bones.
If Andy Dalton goes to Dallas over Dak,
that would be hysterical.
Live press conference.
Jimmy.
I need to be there.
What was he doing in Situate?
Drink the tears.
Cocaine, maybe? I don't know.
So, guys, let me break it down real quick. So, I got my hair cut today. Paul's Barbershop did it again.
Can I shout out Linsky real quick?
All right, this is my point here. Let me bring my point. So, they talked about, they said, if the NFL stopped right now, would Pat Mahomes, like, just stopped? Like, would Pat Mahomes be a Hall of Famer?
No, absolutely not.
No. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
One Super Bowl, and another year of losing to the Patriots.
I already gave them their shutout. They got their shutout.
They argued that?
Yeah, take it fucking back.
It was 4-3.
Leave that barbershop.
It was 4-3.
Shots.
No way. Way too early.
Go to
Addie's Barbershop. Shout out Linsky.
How is that? Like,
promo code MAGIC. You'll get 5% off your first haircut. Can we make that a reality, Shlomo?
You can't make that argument.
That's a reality.
No way.
What was the argument?
Listen
for?
And do it.
What?
For Mahomes as Hall of Famer, there's zero argument to be made. Like, that he's even...
2 years. like 2 years. That's like
there's not one argument you can make for him though. It's blowing my mind.
My only thing I'm obviously on the other side, but I was trying to be like, what's this kid's fucking logic? But my big thing, I'm like, if he died tomorrow, he'd probably be a Hall of Famer.
No, he would not.
No, if he like, because they would not be like all this sympathetic shit. He would be.
Is Pat Tillman a Hall of Famer?
No,
and
but he gets his
dick sucked every Sunday.
But like that's a whole different situation.
But he just, I think he deserves to be a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer in life.
Yeah,
I agree. But he's not a Hall of Famer in the NFL.
I agree. But my point is,
Pat Mahomes
probably had the best 2 years to start off.
He has zero career in NFL history. So Reggie Lewis and Len Bias should they?
Calvin Johnson might not even get in.
He should,
which is a disgrace.
I can't wait till this goes so terribly for Kansas City. I can't wait till they regret this decision.
Give me all of Nick Wright's tears.
I know. Honestly, Jimmy, I hope the Cowboys kick the fuck out of their asses every game. I'm a Cowboys fan now, but I'm mainly a Cam Newton fan because I got
to
stick
behind
that.
We got to go to Jerry's World. That'd be some good content.
I want a picture of me and Cam Newton in our matching seersuckers and bucket hat combos because I know Cam's got that.
Back in Magic's Corner here, a couple weeks ago, we did fishing. Then we moved the jet skis. And how about today? What's your new activity?
New one's a pretty obvious one. Softball. Been waiting for it all. You know, everyone was pissed off about NBA going away, March Madness going away. I didn't even think softball would be in the frickin' list of things that could go away. When that went away, I was like, nope. I'm fucking sick of this goddamn virus. But whatever, it's back now. And
the Irish pub is back.
The Irish pub is back.
Jesus Christ.
I'm crawling back into the season, to be honest, Steele. I'm a little disgusted. I am the team manager, DJ, owner. I don't even know what the fuck I am, but I'm doing terrible.
Sounds like you had a funeral saying this, dude. Let's go. The pub's back.
Well, I thought we were going to be undefeated. We went 1-0. We kicked the fucking shit out of the first team. 20-7, slaughter rolled them. They had to go home and probably cry to their mothers. Fucking losers from... Where were they from?
This is what I need.
East Bumfuck.
East... No, they weren't...
Where are they from? Who cares?
They were the Sluggers. What a fucking stupid name.
I will give Magic big credit. The last night's game, I think we were down by like three or something. He comes up two outs, seventh inning, could have easily just ground one out the short, call of the night.
Well, that's what I've been doing.
He ripped it up the middle, kept it going on, and then some other ass clown fucking popped
The only person with a softball in the Irish pub is right beside me right here.
Yeah, it's walk not there it. Anymore, and walk I'm a little disgusted, it. But I'm going to bring him a fucking trophy because that's what we're going to do this year. Just like the Patriots are going to bring a goddamn seventh Super Bowl to Boston.
Ah, there it is, baby!
A seventh?
Seersuckers.
Yeah. The Irish pub is bringing a trophy to the bar, and we're going to win. I apologize. We're not going to go undefeated because last night we ran into some bigger steeds, I guess. I don't know. You know, they were. I caught. They were huffing and puffing. They took Shawnee O to the frickin' dry cleaners.
0-1.
Terrible. But softball's back
in
action.
No comment there.
And if you want to have a good time, honestly, I encourage you coming up to Faxon because I'm about to really let it rip. I'm buying a new stereo. I'm sick of playing on the little fucking dinky stereo I got right now. It's not the vibe.
Yeah, you were telling me your DJ abilities have been falling off a bit this season.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm playing AC/DC. I don't even like fucking AC/DC, but the team likes it. I'm doing too much.
12 straight runs. When we
You're the DJ.
So,
I know. I set the vibe.
There is a lot of pressure.
The
on
reason
you.
I'm so good as a DJ is because I know how to ruin the other team.
He literally plays porn.
It's getting in my head.
He has played porn.
The game the other day, he played like some trippy song that like I would listen to if I was taking acid.
It was Astronomy. It's a song that the guys carry the coffin to.
Yeah.
It was the middle of like the third. It just didn't fit. That's like a song you play when you beat the shit out of a team.
You gotta play like when you're playing older guys. You gotta play like Bubba Guppies, like something they're trying to get away from right now. And now that's all they.
I'm being called out. A lot of guys
watch with their kids in the morning.
A lot of guys are saying like, "What did you do?"
Theme song.
A lot of guys are saying, "What did you do during the quarantine?" I'm like, I 100% should have been making a playlist, and I didn't. And now I'm dishing out roles. Some guy said I'm going to make a heavy rock playlist. I'm like, you handle that because like I don't listen to that. So
you're going
to
give a heavy.
We're going to have a lot of playlists ready to roll next week, and I'm coming out hot. We're going to defeat the next team with music, and that's how you really win softball.
Winners
and that's
win.
A Bill Belichick move.
Winners
that's
win.
A Magic Mike move. You win with music.
And honestly, as being the team manager, if you're listening to this, if you're a great player, hit us up. We could always use, but if you suck, Shlomo, absolutely. But if you suck, like, stay the fuck home.
do you want to add anything?
That's half our team.
Do you want to add anything real quick?
I think Anton wants to get his MLB picks in here that he's been trying to get.
I'm just saying, do you want to say anything like?
What, being sorry?
Yeah.
I told you last week.
Accepted.
Monday. Accepted.
I'll take it.
All right. What do you want to talk about? All right. Baseball bets.
I'll give you a couple of futures right now.
Yeah. Talking to the mic.
And I'll say now, you're an idiot right now if you're not going to bet baseball. There may not even be a season. Whatever. You get your money back then. But right now, baseball's variant. You have 60 games. Little inside tip. Think about 60. You have a 5-man rotation. That's 12 starts. It's fucking, 12 starts for 5 pitchers. Some minus injuries, whatnot. Trevor Bauer is already guaranteed 15 starts. He's an extremely volatile pitcher. He could fucking blow up and suck, but he is extremely motivated this season. Big strikeout pitcher.
He is.
Over under on how many brawls fucking Trevor Bauer has in a 60-game season this year. At least one.
Brawls?
I think one. Just like someone tells his mom on him. He's been being a dirtbag. For good reasons.
The fact that the baseball is too dumb to put Trevor Bauer against the Houston Astros it just shows the incompetence.
That's not fair. Yeah. Like, wake up.
But he's plus 2,000 to win the NL Cy Young right now. He's going to make 15 starts. That's an extra couple starts than most of
them. He's on the Reds, right?
The Reds.
What's with your horny fucking obsession with the Cincinnati Reds?
Nothing.
Everything.
Value.
I was looking up real estate in Cincinnati. You can get a really good, really nice house.
That's in Ohio. Don't
live in the middle
there.
Of I know where. Nowhere.
My second one goes kind of off the corona there. Players who've already gotten corona. Freddie Freeman just got it. The Braves. DJ LeMahieu got it.
This, Anton. Is it good getting corona now because you can't get corona later?
No,
because
now they want to sit out the season just because they got it, because they have families and shit.
Which makes sense, but
it's completely
Mike
justified.
Mike Trout's due for a kid during the season. He's going to be quarantined. So this brings up my second bet. Shohei Ohtani, MVP, plus 3,000.
Who?
He's
a pitcher.
He's a pitcher and a hitter. He's going to get multiple exposures.
You should
without
learn
Mike Trout.
You should learn the ways of Ohtani. You'd love that guy. He's a beast.
Wow. Okay. Just saying.
I'm going to look him up tonight.
From the clouds. I love that.
Those are my two. Those are my two favorite bets.
Love it.
Folks.
When we win you a lot of money.
Folks, I mean, obviously you've heard it all night. We got sports are coming back, baby. I mean, UFC's been back for a while. At the end of the month, we're going to be really kicking in high gear in. Everyone, coming on the show here, we got a full staff on. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We're going to have some new merch out in a couple weeks. Stay tuned for our, Steel and NAS PEA Championship coming up in August. Here, we're going to do a little...
We're going to shout that out more.
A little bracket challenge.
We're going to really promote that because that's a good chance to win some money, too. And we want you guys to win money, and we want everyone involved. So we're going to be promoting that hard.
Yeah. It had to happen. Do we have a podcast before? I guess this is...
Yeah, we do. We do.
Okay.
As long as you don't bet on Paige VanZant, you could win some money. So that's all from Steel and Naz, Naz Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. Be safe out there, guys. One love.
Best of luck.
Stick to the value.